During the last 5 years in Baghdad, the city's become a maze of concrete blast walls. They border the streets to protect shopping areas from car bombs. They line the medians. They divide Sunni and Shiite neighborhoods. They're an ugly, necessary fact of life. But in recent months, the U.S. has paid Iraqi artists to make these walls a bit less intimidating. NPR's Ann Garrels has a report.
The first thing you see these days when you drive into Baghdad from the airport are miles of painted walls, visions of Iraq's glorious past, and dreams of a thriving future.
We have romanticized Iraqi life to make people feel better.
28-year-old Mutana Abbas studies at Baghdad's Fine Art Institute. He's one of scores of artists the U.S. government has hired to paint 8 by 30 feet cement panels around the city. He's turned the gray blast walls into vistas of desert life, Bedouins with their tents, falcons, and horses. Students from the Fine Arts Institute were commissioned to paint a median here in central Baghdad, just a few feet from bumper-to-bumper traffic. A passing minibus driver was so engrossed by the murals, he nearly crashed into the artists. Another student, Taha Hussein, was afraid the artist might be targeted for taking American money.
We could be hit with bombs, car bombs, snipers.
But given the absence of Iraq's once flourishing art galleries, most have closed their doors. Taha says this was a welcome way to exhibit their talent, earn some much-needed money, and make the city a little bit more beautiful. The students provided local authorities who supervised the project with sketches for approval. Mutana says they were well aware there were limits they could not cross.
If certain people were to disapprove of our paintings, the only way they know how to communicate is with violence.
But inside Baghdad's Art Institute, there's a freedom you don't often feel in this city. Mutana entertains his classmates with love songs as they all work. Young men and women sit next to each other in the studio. They casually walk and talk together in the protected garden.
It's the only place that we can breathe in it. Do you think that we're dead or something?
Here, Maha Fa'alid can paint murals with a hint of sexuality that would not be acceptable outside.
It's women in village. They are carrying the water from the river. The celebration of the woman's body inside of these oriental clothes. And
if the religious groups saw this.
Well, I have to say goodbye to myself.
But Maha has seen some signs of improvement.
I know we're drawing only for ourselves, or we can't expose all these paintings and all that work to the whole public. But we're trying step by step.
She's inspired by her Iraqi professors.
They are all encouraging us to expose our own personal styles. And that is cool. Yeah, very cool.
Professor Salam Jabbar, an accomplished painter, says he does his best to expose his students to the great artistic traditions from around the world. Submissions for a student drawing competition include female nudes.
This is from life. One of the students posed. We can tell who she was even though the artist had to black out her face. There were the same restrictions under Saddam. We have just exchanged one Saddam for another in a different mask.
The Institute is dotted with plaster casts of Greek and Roman classics for the students to draw. When outsiders or officials come in, the nude sculptures are temporarily dressed, lest there be any problems. I asked Professor Salam if the past 5 years have been worth it.
It was a price that had to be paid. Others have paid a similar price. You had your civil war. It seems that history is like this.
He calls the ubiquitous blast walls a temporary measure. For once, he will be happy to see art destroyed when it's finally safe enough for the walls to be removed. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.